We already know that KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson don't exactly see eye to eye on many recipes. But when it comes to the new pie crust Stein recently tried, they really don't agree, as we hear on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Nance, so last week I come across this recipe for a vegetable galette.
Or, as we say here in the States, a rustic, open-faced tart.
It was a Daniel Gritzer recipe, and in that he recommends Stella Park's old-fashioned all-butter pie crust. And that's what I want to talk about, because it was a really interesting pie crust recipe. It was just all-purpose flour, butter, salt, and a little bit of sugar, not for sweetness, but for browning, and cold tap water. And she's very firm about this, using American butter, not the European style. And this thing is like 50% butter. But the interesting thing is that you cut the butter up into little half-inch chunks, and then you take each chunk, toss it in the flour, and squish it between your thumb and your forefinger like bubble wrap into a little flat thing. It came out so flaky, it was almost like that, what's that frozen stuff you buy, you know?
Puff pastry.
Yeah, that's it.
Having made her recipe, here's what I have to say about this whole thing.
What?
Stella is so much smarter than I am. I mean, she's Bravetart. But I have to tell you that I disagree with her on several levels.
Oh.
And agree with her on some of them.
Okay, where do you disagree?
Well, you got so excited about this.
Yeah,
and
right.
It made me want to make Stella's pie crust. So she says, never use a food processor for this pie crust recipe. I say, always use a food processor when you're making pie dough.
Yeah, but this particular pie dough, you need those big chunks of butter, like I was talking about, those little bubble wrap squashed things. A food processor will make them too small.
That's not true if you just pulse the food processor about 5 times.
Now, even if you just give it a few pulses, it'll still be too small.
I don't buzz it till it's in a ball. I just pulse it so that it makes nice little even butter chunks, okay? Just a handful of times. Then I put the water in a little bit at a time and pulse, pulse, pulse. So you're not really letting it get hot. And one of the things that you have in the end is like little bits of butter that are going to flake up when it bakes.
But she wants the big chunks. That's why she does it that way. Did you at least try it her
Stein,
way?
I tried it her way. I still think my way is easier.
But is it better?
That brings us back to the butter portion of the program.
So, did you use American-style butter, as she specifies, or did you go with European?
Yes, I use the American butter, but I still prefer the European. And I use Kerrygold, unsalted. It makes it roll out nicely. I have no problems with it whatsoever. I like the flavor of it more. Hers is flakier. Mine tastes better. But. This is what I love about Stella's recipe. She rolls her dough into a large rectangle and then folds it into 3 parts. She folds the 2 shorter ends into the middle to make a kind of book. Then she folds the dough in half and cuts that in half. These make a rectangular dough block, but you can turn it into a round easily enough, and I will definitely incorporate that. It's the folding and the layers that help make the flake, and I'm all about that.
Okay, that too, but I think it's also because of the big chunks of butter. American-style butter, which has less butter fat, I prefer the term freedom fat, than European, which will make it too squishy.
I'm not giving up European butter. It just tastes better.
There's already enough in there to thrombose a regimen. A.J. Liebling, I steal only from the best. I'm going to put links to the pie crust and to Gritzer's vegetable galette in the Food for Thought post. Just look for the headline, Why Nancy is Wrong About Pie Crust, at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Euro butter.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Freedom fat.
Stein.